Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
We're doing okay for a boggy day on Maui.
You're going to make the fog go away. It says Kona winds. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. When it's really still, when you get the trade winds, you don't get it. But when you get the Kona winds and it's really still, that's what it is, though.
So. Oh.
Yeah. Luckily, it'll change like the weather and it won't last long, huh?
Yeah, it looked like yesterday, it looked like I grew up in L.A., and every morning it was cloudy, hazy, smoggy, burning away to sort of sunny, sort of hazy. It looked a lot like L.A. yesterday.
It was the L.A. smog. That's why it's so funny.
It made me homesick.
Oh, no.
Speaking of homesick, I'm excited today. There's a great topic, I know, this first half hour, and we're going to be, of course, talking about how to buy and assign properties without taking title for quick profits. That is an intriguing title, my friend. I like it. I want to learn. I like quick profits. I like that idea.
I know everybody needs that these days, don't they?
Yeah. Coming up in the second half, Audrey Morales going to be joining us again, another one of our change agents. We love featuring people who are changing the world one life at a time. And Audrey Morales is going to be joining us. She's a member of the John Maxwell team, and she'll be with us. She's a life coach, and I've actually spent a couple of hours talking to her, and she's really good. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give her a little plug, because she really, really knows how to help you kind of sort out, walk through. If you're listening to this show, you might be drawn to the show because you're an idea person. The good news is you're an idea person. The challenge is, you're an idea person. You may have 5 to 10 ideas or more percolating in your head. And how do you, you know, pick and choose and focus? And Audrey's really, really good at that. And Natalie, that's one thing that I've always admired about you, is your ability to focus on what you do well. I mean, you chose John Maxwell. So many quotes we could, you know, quote him. But
sure.
One of the things he says is, if you won't be denied, you won't be denied. And that's your story.
It's getting tunnel vision, but we have to be open to change as well, right? That's the thing. Sometimes we have to listen to our heart. Yep. Tunnel vision, that works every time.
But you
focusing in goals. Thank you, though.
I love that about you. Admired that, because I'm one of those people, frankly, just to be honest, I mean, I'm so ADD, man. I'm like, oh, squirrel, you know, right?
We're all ADD. I like to be ADD. There's nothing wrong with that. No, you're awesome in radio. You really are. It's so funny. Once we've been in something for years and years and years, we don't realize how much of an expert we are. You know, we just kind of take it for granted.
Yeah,
and,
I think so.
I think so. It's so important to go with our gifts, though, you know, and your gifts may serve you for 20 years, and then it's time to make a switch, you know, so it's only something you know, ultimately.
Yeah,
it's pretty
that's
cool.
A great
yeah.
Point.
It is. It really is, because some people get stuck in something, and I can't wait to hear the second half, to hear how people get unstuck, huh?
Yeah, unstuck. And that's right. Off and on, I've had a conversation, me and radio and you in real estate. It's always been our passion, but at various times we've wondered, is there something else that we should be doing? And obviously this radio show is kind of a byproduct of all the conversations about Realty Universal, about giving back, about being the change. And we are excited.
Trusting God. So, you know, of course, so much is going on with real estate right now. You're going to watch the debates tonight, I'm assuming? Yes, yes?
Oh, actually, it'll be today because, of course, 3 hours behind. So if it's 8 o'clock, do they start at 8 o'clock?
Oh, gosh, I have to check. Don't hold me to it. I'm not sure. But it is tonight, and I'm going to check after we get off the show. So,
2 o'clock over.
Is it 8 o'clock, they said? Yeah, I can't wait to watch them. Of course, I know who I'm voting for, so it doesn't matter to me what the debates say because I've done a lot of research. And I would love it if we had to take, if everybody had to take a 2 or 3 hour course to be allowed to vote. And you know that's never, never going to happen because, I mean, they're trying to get dead people to be able to vote. They're never going to force us to take a 2 or 3 hour course, right? They have a hard enough time to have people vote in general. But, so it's been pretty interesting. It's a little scary, though. I mean, this is probably one of the most important elections we've had out there. In many moons, you know, it's just a little scary.
I'm a political junkie. I mean, I always have been. But I was student body president in elementary and junior
high. You were?
Yes, I was.
I never knew that about you.
Yeah, I love the political thing, but I'm really kind of I'm passionate, obviously, but I'm also. Really, really sick and tired of the vitriol and the back and forth. It's just been really ugly. Now, somebody brought up on one of the talk shows, ugly is this back and forth and negative ads and, you know, this stuff is that we see. We have a country, unlike most of the countries in the world, where the people vote and whoever loses peacefully, you know, acquiesces and submits to the winner.
That's true.
You know?
That's
so
true.
As ugly as this democracy thing can get, and it's been really ugly, it's still a beautiful thing. At the end, when after all this stuff is said and done, remember after the whole Gore Bush fiasco in Florida
it was horrible.
After all of that emotion, you know, Al Gore stepped down and said, you know what, I can disagree, but I'm going to submit to the system. And there was no riot. There was no overthrow of the government. And so, I don't know. I go back and forth.
No, we still have a good system. I just wish people really had to get in and dig in and learn about the details. You know, like I know we've got to get into this show because anybody, out of respect for our listeners, anybody that's jumping in right now because they want to hear how to make money on a deal without taking title, we need to get into it. But real quick, it's just that it's just so important for everybody to really learn about it. You know, I can't believe like this healthcare reform, how many other laws are thrown into that package? It's just not right, you know, and things are happening, and you hear people listening to the news, and then they take it verbatim rather than getting in and digging in and looking at the facts, you know. So it's pretty, I wish we had to do that. I wish knowledge is power, and I wish we had to force people to learn more about the candidates, what's going on, all the changes. I mean, we've had changes made in the last few years that have not been good for us. So, anyhow, okay, how to get into buying property and making a profit without taking title.
Wow.
So, well, it's really, you know, it's been going on for years. You're seeing less and less of it now with short sales and other things, other types of deals being done. And basically what it is when you're going to go in and you're going to work out a deal on the property, and then you're going to assign it to another buyer. And you assign it to the other buyer for a premium, so you get the difference between, you know, you can charge an extra $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever for that option. It's kind of like getting an option on the property, and then you actually sell that option to somebody else. A lot of short sales now that are going through the banks, the lenders, and servicers are specifically stating that they will not let the buyer assign the property to anyone else. So where it was very easy to do this years back, it's becoming harder and harder. So I would typically stay away from a short sale if you want to do this program, but you can still do it, and you can do it very well. I mean, if you look at making even something as small as $5,000 on a property, but you're doing it on 10 properties, that can add up, right? There's nothing illegal about it at all. You know, now when you're a real estate agent or broker, I mean, there's full disclosure is necessary. When you're a real estate agent or broker, the difficult part is that each state has different laws, And they may say, you can't buy the property that you listed if it's going into foreclosure for a year. You can't do X, Y, and Z. I mean, they're getting very, very strict. And for good reason to protect the consumer, but some of it is way too far off, you know. So say, for example, Randy, you're selling a property and you say you think it's worth $300,000, and I come in and go, I'm going to offer you $250,000, and I'm a real estate broker and agent, we'd have to sign a lot of forms to show that you really, we know it's worth $300,000, but because of your circumstances, you're willing to sell it for $250,000, or you could come back on me later and say, hey, you did me a disservice and you were licensed and you knew what you were doing. But say you are not a real estate broker or an agent, and you come in and say, I want to buy it for $250,000, and the seller thinks it's worth $300,000, but they don't care because of their circumstances, you may be able to buy it for $250,000, and you can turn around and you could sell it to someone else. Say it's going to appraise for $300,000. You could sell it to someone else for $280,000 or $300,000 or $275,000, with the seller having that knowledge, the owner of the property. And it has to be written into the contract, which is really important, because there's a lot of non-assignability clauses written in contracts these days. And we won't get into the technical aspect of it. You'd have to have the language verbatim. But the non-assignee clause typically states that, say, Randy Zachary is buying this property, he cannot assign it to anyone else. So you have to make sure that that contract clearly states that it would be Randy Zachary or assignees, right, or assigned.
Okay.
You know, so that you can legally turn that over and flip that property without taking title, without closing on that property. And, again, a lot of the lenders are not allowing it on short sales, but, you know, there's nothing illegal about that. I mean, they're just, you know, I know on the flipping, they're talking about people making several $100,000 on a deal, $100,000, and then the scams and people not knowing that, you know, their property is going through all this, and the situations where we had, you know, title people and mortgage and real estate and all these people together in a scam that were truly doing the consumer a disservice. That's not what we're talking about today. We're not. Mm. We wouldn't go there. We wouldn't touch it. You don't want anything to do with that. You know, if it smells like a rat and it looks like a rat, it's probably a rat. So whatever you do, you want to make sure it's totally legal. But this is not, there's nothing illegal about this. You can let sit there. Some people go in and may say, okay, may I rent your property with an option to sell it? What you want to do, if you are going to do this, so, is you want to have language in there that allows you to either put it on the market, unless you already have, say you're running your own ads and you have a whole bunch of buyers already. You know, there's a lot of different steps. As we do this every week, we always know 30 minutes gives us only a little bit of time to whet people's appetite, right? They have to learn a lot more about it. We don't do it to try to force you to take any of our courses or anything like that. We're just coming out there and giving you food for thought so that you can get out there and do it. And, you know, Randy, you're talking about 35 years in radio and me 27 plus in real estate. We take for granted what we know that sounds just so simple and so easy, you know. And for callers out there that are listening and say, oh, my gosh, that's like I learned that years ago. But not everybody has, right? And so that is, it's a really, you know, Randy, you can get over there on Maui where properties have gone down as much as 50% on some deals, and you can get in and say, I'm going to take an option. The different thing is you have to make sure that owner knows what you're doing. It's not doing the owner a service if you're being unrealistic or if they think you're actually putting it on the market and you're just tying that property up, you know. So you want to make sure that your ducks are in a row and you're doing this due diligently and everything. But it's not like you have to make a huge profit on each deal, right, if you can reassign it. So,
okay, when we back from a break, because I'm kind of everyman. I mean, I'm listening, and I'm sure other people are listening going, man, this sounds like a great idea.
It sounds so easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and yet again, I may want you to just one more time kind of retrace what the steps might be kind of quickly, maybe a 1, 2, 3 overview.
Okay.
Obviously, there's way too many steps in terms of detail, but just an overview of the two or three things you might be thinking about doing, and then a couple other questions I have. Man, time is flying today, as always.
It always does.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back. Realty Universal Radio, again, the phone number is 347-945-5428. If you're listening live, that's 347-945-5428. 855-428. We will be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
Yeah, buddy. Realty Universal Radio, win, win, win. What we're talking about, Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullinex, and excited for Audrey Morales to be joining us here in about a little over 10 minutes. But want to kind of camp here a little bit on this idea because you really, I got butterflies just as you started talking because a little bit of a light went on, and I got into radio because the math thing doesn't work out very well for me. But the topic here, again, just to reset, how to buy and assign properties without taking title for quick profit. So if you could, and I know there's so much more to it than 10 minutes would allow, but what are the first two or three things somebody would do if they've kind of had an aha moment?
You'd want to pick the areas you're going to look in and then possibly go through the newspaper or online ads and try to find, I would look for sale by owners first, people selling properties themselves, to see if they're not listed. Now, a lot of people that are selling for sale by owner are actually listed these days because of the internet. You know, we have so many programs too that are offered to people nowadays. But I would go through, and you want to call a lot of people and see who's interested, you know, and just say, would you consider an option on purchasing your property? Now, you have to develop your techniques in a system because there's way more than we can do in 10 minutes because you don't want to turn the people off right away where it's something that's good. And if you're not looking for, you know, I did one on an option once where I made like $50,000. I mean, totally fine. But if someone's only making $5,000 in this market and they're just doing a bunch of them, you know, it can work out too, right? But you have to make sure that there's full disclosure. So it's just, it's a matter of leverage and like I said, you know, the pie doesn't have to be so big that you could still make so much on each deal. Typically, though, you had mentioned to me, I think on the break, you were asking about if you'd go to agents. You can go to agents, but typically the seller's already paying a commission to the agent, so there's, you know, may not be as much profit in that, you know, to make it work. You know, some owners, depends where they are. Now, there's so many different laws that are happening in each state for foreclosure things where people come forth and say, let me take over your payments, let me take over your property, I'm trying to help you. And there's a lot of scammers out there, but then there's also good people, you know, so we're talking basically about situations where somebody wants to sell and you know you can do it. Maybe you already have a list of buyers. You've already been running ads. There's just, when you ask in 10 minutes or less, it's too, I can't really say, give you every single step. It's like, you know, basically you're going to call the owners, you're going to set up your system, you're going to run ads, you're going to look for the buyers. You want to be very open with the owner. You don't want to tie their property up if they're in a bad situation and you may not find that buyer in time. They may be better off listing that property, you know. Or even if the property's listed with an agent, you have every right to write an offer with that agent and say, I'm offering, you know, say the property is worth $400, it's listed for $410, I'm offering $375, and put the assigning clause in there that says you can assign it to someone else. You can do that. You can do that all day long. Many of the contracts are going to say non-assignability, so then you'd have to go back to the agent and say, oh, no, I want to cross this out. I want it to say Randy Zachary or assigns. So you can do it with any property. So it's pretty, definitely very doable.
And so your pitch, if it, as it were, to the owner, the homeowner, is that you want to help them sell the house.
Right, but what you're doing is you're going in, it depends on the profit you're trying to make. I mean, I know investors that want to make no less than $100,000 a property. That's not going to happen typically on what we're talking about, right?
Yeah,
we're talking about where people are just trying to make, you know, a smaller amount and then reassign their right to the property. You know, they may make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, it depends. So you want to, as a buyer, though, you can go up on any property and make that offer. I'm just saying the right thing to do if the property is not listed is tell the owner what you're doing. You know, so that, I mean, you should always disclose, but I mean, you should tell the owner that, you know, this is what we're doing, because you don't want them to tie it up if they need to market it as well, or maybe have backup offers and things like that. So there's just several ways to do it. But with the agents, a lot of them are going to say, we don't want the assignability clause, and then you're going to need to tell them, you know, why you're doing that too. So, and people can still take backup offers. There's so many ways to do this. You know, it's not, there really are. So,
well,
but what happens, Randy, is everybody has only so much time and focus, so it always depends on where is the highest and best use of your time. You know, where does it work for you, because you still have to have your quality time, your family time, your personal time, right? So where does it work for you? So when all of these different offers sound wonderful or doable, they're all doable. But it goes back to what you and I were talking about with having tunnel vision and saying, okay, this is my focus, this is what I'm doing, right? And then you work on it, and you do it and do it and do it, and you get so good at doing that if that's what you're going to do, and then you start making money at it because that's your system and that's what you're doing. It's hard to do that and do 50 other things, you know, unless you're just going to do one or two here and there, you know. So that's what you have to decide up front, I think, because that's where you see, well, why wouldn't everybody do it? I get approached, and so many offers have come my way over the years, and I'm always focused, I truly am, on what's my mission then? What am I doing? Because otherwise I would be pulled in so many directions, and it's okay. I don't have to make all the money in the world. It's not, that's not as important, you know, to me when you look at the big picture. So, but this is definitely something that our callers and listeners should get in to checking out, because it's not that hard. And there's a lot of people that may be retired or they're on fixed incomes and they have the time to make the calls and check this out and start doing it.
Yeah, I guess like being a political junkie to some degree, I know enough to be dangerous. Same thing in the real estate realm. I mean, I watch some of these infomercials and I know that there is obviously money to be made in real estate. That much we all know, but there's also all kinds of, you know, scammers and folks out there, as well as folks like you who've built, you know, a reputation in the industry with integrity and you know, serving people. And sometimes people get the dollar signs kind of in their eyes, and the whole kind of thing goes upside down because our motives.
Have you noticed, Randy, that you can always make money anywhere? I mean, when I say anywhere in the world, well, maybe not. Maybe, you know, the U.S. has pretty good opportunities for anybody to make money and work. But if you focus and you do it and you're diligent, you do make the money. You do. That's not the problem, you know. But, right, you need the balance and need everything in there. But this is just, I mean, this is an excellent market for people to do this.
Well, and then I saw an article online about the foreclosure backlog. And so homes that are, of course, being foreclosed can be purchased cheaper as well, correct?
Homes that are being foreclosed can be purchased cheaper, but that's going to be riskier because, well, backlog, yes, the backlog, like in Hawaii on islands, there's a backlog because of the judicial foreclosures, non-judicial foreclosures, and some changes in the law, right, on who can do what. So that type of backlog, for example, when I'm specifically talking about Hawaii, is not going to that they have to sell it privately, not foreclosure. I mean, it's not going to get to foreclosure. It's going to be sold prior to foreclosure, right? But what happens is that still may go through a short sale. So if that owner still owes a bunch of money on their property and they're going to get less than what they owe, that lender who has their loan, say it's Bank of America has the loan on the property, they probably will not allow assignee clauses. You know, 5 years back, yes, absolutely. But now you're seeing it more and more and more in the short sale agreements where it has to be that specific buyer buying the property. Sometimes they work other deals. I mean, there's buyers that maybe have friends that have all this cash, and they just, you know, they still do it. So it's not like it's an absolute no. But for the sake of this show right now, it's going to be more difficult to go after those types of properties. Now, a property that's at foreclosure, I would not recommend unless you, the buyer, has the cash to proceed, because many times you have to close within 30 days, depending on that state that you're in and what the laws are. Well, if you don't have a buyer in your back pocket, how are you going to do that, right? So they're excellent questions. It's just that, so there is still a lot to know, and you can always sign up on realityuniversal.com and ask the information. We can put you in touch with some people in your area. But it's just something to think about, you know, because right now with everything going on in this country and in this environment, it's really good to just get in there and focus and know that you're going to be okay. And, of course, as you and I both say, we have to trust God. We have to turn it over to God. We cannot do it all ourselves. We can't control it all ourselves. And we have to have that faith. But when you get that gut feeling that goes, okay, I think I want to get into this now. I really, really keep getting a yearning for this. Well, go check it out. Go find out. Yeah. Go learn about it. Take a class. Find out. Get in there. You know, they talk about shadowing, like where people shadow doctors or shadow maybe you got your radio, you know, producers any profession, right? I think you can shadow anybody, right? Which basically shadowing that person is getting in and following them around and seeing if it's something you'd like to do. Well, that's what I suggest. Get in and dig in. Oh, if it's something that you'd like to do, you know. So.
And if you're going to shadow Natalie Mullinix, make sure that you drink plenty of coffee. You drink plenty of coffee, and you are ready to buckle up and go for it. It's hard to
shadow me, though. You have to be willing to shadow me virtually, because I don't like to have to, like, go to all these physical meetings anymore. I love virtual. But, exactly. So, no, it's
all
really
right.
Cool. But you're right. Yeah. So it's all good. And, I think basically what we were going over today, of course, we always run out of time, is how to make a profit and make money buying a property without actually taking title. That last part without taking title is you're reassigning it to somebody before you settle, before you close. And then they're the person that you're reassigning it to has to give you money. I mean, so you're making, you know, they're going to maybe give you a $5,000 check. They're going to give you whatever. Or say the property is $400,000, you're going to reassign it for $410,000, right? So, and disclosures are an issue, et cetera, et cetera. But, you see the way that can work.
And then, so in essence, I mean, and again, this is me just thinking this through, because you have, as always, left us wanting more, which is exactly what we want to do in radio, is leave people wanting more. And I guess my last question then on this is, in a sense, if you approach a for sale by owner, you are in some ways, you know, by offering to sell the house for them and taking a profit, in some ways you're kind of taking the role of a realtor?
Well, that's a little bit. I wouldn't go that far because we do that and we're charging commissions. So that's kind of where our money's coming in. I wouldn't go that far as taking the role of a realtor because the realtors, which have to belong to National Association of Realtors, but you can be a real estate agent, broker. You don't have to be a realtor. have to know the state and local jurisdiction rules and laws. So I wouldn't go that far because you don't want to go in and something could be necessary that the owner's not going to know. You don't want to go there. I mean, I hear what you're saying totally, but it can open up a whole new can of worms. So I wouldn't go there. Feel free to email us at radio@realityuniversal.com or get on our site, realityuniversal.com, and just ask questions, you know, ask away, and we'll get back to you and cover some of this. And you can always get in and look up for workshops and look out for workshops and take some classes and get in there and just learn everything you can. But the biggest thing is don't be afraid. Do not let fear get in your way. And, Randy, what's fear? Remember?
Yes. It's
false evidence appearing real. It's not
false
there.
False evidence appearing real. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. So, Randy, will you make the VOG go away, like, within the next couple of months? Please, will you make promise? Because I want to be over there. Okay.
Yeah, I've got connections with the big fella, so I'll ask big fella if, you know, big Kahuna, if he'll eliminate the bog. Like I said, it hasn't been that bad, but yesterday really bad, And
it's just bad because we never even had to deal with it before 2007, 2008. It was just beautiful all the time. You never had to even think about it. I mean, I'm not saying never, never, never. Like, you know, it scientifically, yes, it's been out there, but nothing like that that has been. So, yeah, make it go away so then I can go have breakfast with you and Monica and we can go run down the beach. We're going to make you run, Randy. We're going to actually make you run. Uh-oh.
I've been walking on the beach, so
that's really good. So by the time I get over there, you'll start running.
I'll be running, absolutely.
Okay.
We are going to take a quick break and be back again. The phone number, 347-945-5428. That's again, 347-945-5428. And on the other side, Audrey Morales is going to be joining us and be talking about your life plan, as it were, and lots of other stuff. And here's actually Michael Hyatt talking about a life plan.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
And we are back. Welcome back to Realty Universal Radio. Randy Zachary, my name. I'm sitting on the island of Maui in the state of Hawaii. And we have Natalie Molinex, of course, with us, as well as Audrey Morales. She joins us. And again, Realty Universal Radio, literally a show about, of course, real estate in the first half. And then really the second half, we kind of take some time and talk about what it means to be fully alive, what it means to be living in your passion, making a difference. And our goal is to highlight and promote and gain knowledge from and value from what I love to call change agents, people who are literally making a difference one life at a time. And Audrey Morales is with us, and she is a founding member of the John Maxwell team. And you hear a lot from me and other guests in the last few weeks about John Maxwell. Obviously, full disclosure, I'm a member of the John Maxwell team as well, and really appreciate not only the ministry but the business models that John puts forth. And Audrey, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Randy. I'm so happy to be here with the both of you.
Thank you.
We are. I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this because I've spent time with you. And so talk to us a little bit about people and their dreams. I think a lot of people have dreams, those who dare to look inside, you know, and even think about that. Other people just let life come to them as opposed to making it happen. But talk about people and their dreams and kind of how to begin to actualize those.
Sure. Well, you know, you bring up a great point, and I tend to think in word pictures. So I think back at my own history and many of the people that I know and work with, and it tends to be almost like somebody's in a canoe, you know, and they're thinking about their dreams and they're imagining what could be and they're thinking about the possibilities, and they have this sort of vague desire in their heart of what they really want to accomplish and where they want to go. But they're drifting as they're dreaming. They're in this canoe and they're kicked back and their hands are behind their head and they're looking up at the sky and they're thinking about what could be. And they have this vision of this horizon that they want to get to, but they're doing nothing to go toward that vision, to go toward that horizon. They're just hanging out in the boat. And so for me, I really talk to people about changing from the drifting and dreaming concept to getting out the oars and just getting to work. It's so much about just making a decision to move forward instead of sticking where you are and hoping for the best, because as John Maxwell says, hope isn't a strategy.
Exactly. That's a good point. Good point.
Oh, and I am the king of drifters. Boy, you know, at any given time, I've got a dozen what I think are great ideas percolating, you know, and I'll write them down. I have notebooks full of ideas, you know, and but
Randy doesn't give himself enough credit, though. He's really good at stuff, too.
What would you say to somebody like me, I guess? Let's just take me as an example. I'm okay with being a punching bag, but I know you'll do it lovingly. Somebody like me who's, you know, just ADD and got a lot of ideas, and it's really hard for me to focus on one thing because I really think I want to do three or four or five things. How would you help somebody like me?
Well, that's a great question, and you're just like, you know, most people have a lot of dreams, and they have a lot of ideas of what they could be good at. You know, you're one of those people that are gifted in a lot of different areas and interested in a lot of different things, so it gets a little bit tricky to narrow things down. But what I generally would say is, you know, start looking at what is it that you're really good at and what do you really want to have in your life? What do you want your day to look like? From sunup to sundown, what does the ideal day look like for you? And tap into that vision of the lifestyle that you want to create, much more so than focusing on specific projects. You know, people tend to get driven by, I want to have this job or I want to go to this place, and they get this picture of, you know, the house that they want to have and the job they want to have and the people they want to work with, but they kind of leave it there instead of really thinking about the actual lifestyle they want
that
to
is
see.
So
what
perfect.
Is it that
that's
is
perfect.
Really they're passionate. Yeah.
That's perfect. You know, lots of times the lifestyle gives you the freedom, which is more important than the money, right? Or
absolutely.
What you're doing. So if you have that lifestyle, you're actually, it's worth all the money in the world because you're doing what you want to be doing. Then you can do the other. That's perfect.
Absolutely. Well, and there's a lot of different paths to that one vision. If we get caught up in one opportunity or one idea, we get stuck in that one place as opposed to looking at the vision of what you want to create and the lifestyle you want to have and realizing that there's a lot of different avenues to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, there is so much there. I, you know, but it's so true. And it gets, I guess, again, back to another concept that you and I are familiar with, and the difference between really being and doing, right? I mean, again, John, last night on the call that he had, where over 12,000, I think, people nationwide were on a call with him, he was talking about the difference between doing and the difference between being. Can you kind of break that out for us a little bit, Audrey, and what that means? Oh, I think, let me see, did we lose her? Here. Are you back?
I think the broadcast had a little bit of trouble. She'll come right back.
Yeah.
She's awesome, though. It's so true, though, when you're, it's no more important to look at lifestyle rather than thinking job, career, whatever, you know, and then work around that, right? Because you know what you want your day to be. So, Audrey, let us know when you're back on. I think the studio was having a little bit of trouble with the connection today.
Yeah, I noticed
today.
On the board it clicked her into on hold automatically, and now she's back. It says she's back live with us, but apparently maybe she'll hang up and call back in, hopefully.
Do you want to call her back? What number I can call? Well, you can't do that on the phone, so.
What's happening? But the difference, John Maxwell was talking last night about the difference between being and doing, and we kind of grow up. Well, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Think occupation, you know, what do you want to be? Fireman, policeman, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, you know, what do you want to be? And he says, really, what we need to discover is what we want. What do we want to do? And that leads us to what we want to be.
Exactly.
So what do we want to do with our lives? What do we really want to do? And he used his example as that as a young pastor, you know, Bible college student, he was always, wanting to help people. And so he was a pastor, but then he became a counselor and he really loved that. And I want to be a counselor, but I'm also a motivational speaker and I really want to do that. And then I do this and I love, and he just kind of realized that.
Tied it in.
What kind of, exactly. What kept bubbling up was what he wants to do, which is add value to people. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what kept bubbling up is, what I want to do is I want to add value to people. Now, how do I express that the best, given my gift set? And Audrey, are you back?
I'm back.
We're having technical trouble today with the studio. I don't know why, but so we apologize.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it looked like it clicked you over to hold, and then we put you back on the air, and we couldn't hear you. So I appreciate you calling
sure.
back in. I kind of just broke down a little bit of the be versus do thing that John was talking about last night, but that was really a big, huge takeaway for me is because I related to him in his early years of being a pastor and a counselor and a writer and a speaker, and he was being all these things, but what was kind of the theme that kept the reason for the motivation was what do you want to do, which is add value to people.
Right, absolutely. Well, and you know, the thing is that it seems like for the majority of people, we want the note on the table. And my mom always says that. She says people want the note on the table. We want everything
exactly.
written out, and we want the full picture. We want to know what the end result is going to be before we ever take the first step and move out in it in any direction. Mm-hmm. And it's that the commitment is scary to move forward. And the truth is that it really is just taking the first step and figuring out as you go. You know, I wish I could say that I've had my whole life a really clear vision of everything I was shooting for, but I didn't. I had a lot of times a vague dream, a vague idea, and it started getting more clear. But the more steps I take, the more clear the next step becomes, and the more clear the next step becomes, and it just gets easier.
Good.
And we get so hung up on the I've got to get this right. The whole decision-making process gets
exactly.
so scary because I've got to make the right decision and not
yeah.
really realizing you can always make another decision. You make one and,
yeah.
and you choose that and then you figure the rest out on the way. You can always make another decision. And it seems like the more decisions you make, the more clear it becomes. And so I loved John's story because he really talks about how he goes through that process of figuring out from A to B, what he did in between. He took steps in between, and he got some things wrong, but it was okay because he was getting clarity with every decision he made.
Yeah. One of the statements, I think, too, that stuck out last night is he's never had a success that wasn't preceded by failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, wow, so it's okay to fail. You know,
yes.
fail forward, right? It's okay to do that.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think people get paralyzed.
And it's one of my favorite things that he shares is all about perfectionism because I love the quote that says procrastination is the thief of prosperity. But I like to twist that quote around a little bit and say perfectionism is the thief of prosperity because perfectionism is the worst type of, I think, failure that you can have because it keeps you from starting. You don't even move forward because you're so afraid it has to be perfect before you ever take a step. And that's really the most dangerous form of procrastination, really, is getting caught up in that and trying learning to let that go. And John is so great about sharing that message about what it requires to get success is to fail. The more times you fail, the more likely you are to get success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Joe Montana one time saying that very thing, you know, that he learned more from failure than he ever did from a victory, you know, a defeat, more than he ever did a victory. Hey, we have got so this time is flying by, and I knew it would be. Audrey Morales is with us, and she is a life coach, and she's with the John Maxwell team. And Audrey, I want to, if we can, for folks who are just tuning in, by the way, the number is 347-945-5428 if you're listening live. Our audience continues to grow, and we're excited about that. We really are. I think Blog Talk Radio has over 13 million listeners and a kind of a built-in promotional thing. So it's very cool that people come and check out the show here. And what we'd like to do, is it okay if we maybe gave away an initial kind of a coaching consult from you? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Awesome. So what is the contact, what email, I guess, would be the best way?
Sure, sure. People can connect with me on LinkedIn, which is Audrey Morales, and it's AudreyMorales, or AudreyMorales@att.net for the email, and I would be happy to do an initial consultation.
Awesome. And, again, you can – and that's just absolutely – that's free for our listeners today, and she'd be happy to do that. AudreyMorales@att.net is the email address. We'll give you again all that information here at the end of the show in just a few minutes. Let's back up for a minute. I'd love to hear. There's just power in a story, and I'd love to hear a little bit of your story and how you came to this place of adding so much value in people's lives and what brought you to this place. Could we get kind of the 5-minute version?
Sure, absolutely. I started out as a teacher and educator, and I loved teaching high school and adding value to kids, and being in the classroom was a really powerful experience for me. And you want to talk about a tough audience.
Really, high school.
You go 17, you 30 kids, 30 17-year-old kids in a room and expect to teach them Beowulf and Hamlet, and you better be on your game. So I started out in education, and once we started having children, I wanted to stay home. So I went into I basically became an entrepreneur so I could work from home. And we have an AvoCare distributorship, and we also have a real estate investment business. So we've done that for about the past 7 years now. And a couple years ago, when I was pregnant with my twins, my youngest are three now, and I was pregnant, and as I had them, and that whole year was a tough year for me because I was so immersed in, you know, being a mom and being busy with just the daily grind of, you know, sippy cups and diapers, and it was a lot. It's
really?
A lot of labor. It is labor intensive to have twins, let me tell you. And multiple levels. And it was the most amazing time for me in terms of being able to serve my family and really focus on them. But what I found was there came a point where I realized I wasn't fulfilling myself anymore. I was so focused on fulfilling everybody else that I really wasn't pouring into me. And I started to realize that was where I was feeling like I was missing something. There was just something missing. And I started reading John Maxwell's books again. And he was talking about the law of the lid in 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership and how you become the lid on the potential of everybody around you when you stop growing. When you stop personally growing, you become the lid for everybody else. So I realized I can't pour, you know, spiritual wisdom into my family. I can't fulfill them in terms of experiential wisdom. I can't give them what I haven't given myself. And I'd stopped giving to me and making any time at all for me. So I got back involved and really just started writing again. I really work a lot with women and have a women's ministry that's really focused on how to find more time for yourself, you know, how to spend less time on the things that are not important and more time on the things that are, and give really practical advice on how to add in disciplines in your day that make it less complicated. You know, I got online and I started looking for things that taught me how to make things less complicated, and it was too complicated. The simplification techniques were too complicated. I needed simple simplification, and I wasn't getting it. And so I really felt in my heart that was the path I was supposed to go on, and got involved in the team, and just have found myself so passionate about the opportunity to teach other people what I'm learning, because it's so transforming my life as a mom, as a wife, as a business owner, as a friend, in every facet. There's so much transformation going on for me that I can't help but want to share that with other people.
That's wonderful.
That is so powerful, and it is contagious, and you are kind of, you know, you are who you hang out with, right? And
mm-hmm.
boy, when you hang out with a gathering of eagles, you know, and that's why I love and have loved hanging out with Natalie all these years is
nice.
You know, I know I really, there's just always been a synergy there and a you know, a desire to you know, to add value to people's lives. That seems to be a driving force. And, you know, that can take a lot of different, as John talked about in his story, but it can take a lot of different avenues, can it? If the idea of adding value, and I look at my life and I say, well, yeah, I've been a youth pastor. I love getting up in the morning. The thing that got me going doing morning radio for all those years and getting up at 3:30 in the morning and driving to the station, and, you know, is adding value to people, encouraging people. And I think, you know, in the spiritual gift realm, that's probably my gift, encouragement. You know, I love doing that. And I think that came from, you know, Natalie and I have talked about this, our backgrounds, but it came from a real pretty dysfunctional, you know,
mm-hmm.
upbringing for me that made me want to really add value to people. And that's expressed itself, you know, in stand-up comedy. You know, they talk about stand-up comedians. A lot of times that's how they've coped, right? A coping mechanism is their sense of humor that they develop so they wouldn't cry all the time, basically. And anyway, so it does. What you do kind of gets expressed in your be. What do you want to do? Once again, Andre Morales is joining us. We just have a couple of minutes left. And again, want to make you aware of a special offer just for our radio audience. Again, you can email Audrey at audreymorales@att.net. That's Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-Z, at att.net. And if you'll email her there, she will bless you with she will bless you with a 30-minute free consult. So if you... You know, you may be stuck, you may be successful and just want another look in at maybe a situation that you're in. But again, email her, audreymorales@att.net, and she'll be happy to sit with you for 30 minutes.
Audrey, it sounds so wonderful what you just said. You know, just like the napkin, which your mom was talking about, where we have like this, you know, we're told what we're supposed to follow, but
mm-hmm.
you're giving people that insight, because it really is about feeling and listening and trusting God and getting into what we really want to be doing day to day and minute to minute, right? Not just the full picture. You know, getting into, chunking it down into, I think, don't you think, kind of we go in and we do, and then we can make it work and then start building. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what I find is that most people are busy talking themselves out of what God has in store for us. You know, they're so busy talking themselves out of it that they can't move forward. And so much of the time, that's where they're stuck.
Do you notice they ask opinions of everybody they know who has no clue what they're talking about? Like instead of going to an expert about this or an expert about that, right? Or praying to God.
Yes.
They'll ask everyone else. It goes, oh, that'll never work. Oh, forget it. Oh, whatever. And you know, and it's innocent. It's honest. It's what you expect them to talk to people that they're in their group and their network. But it really does. It's amazing. And when you get outside and you've been through it, and we get older, you can see it much clearer. You know. But and I just wish that we would. I wish it would be on the curriculum in first and second grade, at least by fifth.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're so right on there, because that is exactly what kills most people's dreams, is they share them with one person that they care about, that they trust, and that person doesn't have the response, the supportive response that they're expecting, and it's over. That's all it takes is one person to question them or to not be supportive, not be excited. And it's a natural response because, truthfully, you have different gifts than I do. Randy has different gifts than me.
Right.
You're not going to be excited about something that excites me because God uniquely gifted me for a certain purpose and you for a certain purpose.
Exactly.
So we have this unrealistic expectation that we're going to go out and we're going to share our ideas with somebody else and they're going to get it. They're going to know exactly what to say and what to do to encourage us, and they're going to want that for us. And people don't always understand. They don't understand where we're coming from. So you're right in that they don't necessarily go to the right place and the right people, which, you know, God is the best source for that. You know,
it's so hard. It's heartbreaking, though, isn't it? It's heartbreaking because there's so many things that never happen when they would happen if people understood that. And that's why I think it should be in our curriculum. I think it's much more important than the basics we get taught, you know, but...
Absolutely. I don't know if you've ever read Andy Andrews' book. I think, which book was it? I'm going to have to think.
I'm going to write this down. Or maybe you can email and let us know because it sounds good.
It's The Traveler's Gift, I believe. And as at the end of the book, the main character goes into this warehouse that's full of pictures of children and all of these, these dreams. It's basically a dream warehouse. It's the dream warehouse that had somebody kept going, had they done and been faithful in what God was calling them to do, or they'd just kept working at it. It's the place where basically their dreams went to die because they gave up and they didn't.
Who's Andy? Who?
Andy Andrews, and it's an amazing book. The whole book is amazing, but I love that image of this warehouse of all of the things God has in store for us that we don't get, not because He doesn't want to give them to us.
You know, my heart's pinging because I've been very motivational my whole life, and Randy, you know me, and I'm very positive and whatever, but my brother got killed on a motorcycle accident. Part of it, there was foul play with a girlfriend who was cheating and all these things, right? And it just happened last January, and Randy's been wonderful to help me through this process because it's been a nightmare, and I can't help but constantly say, oh, my gosh, like my brother caught this girl cheating in Thanksgiving, and I just acted nonchalant about it, invited her to Christmas and my birthday in December, and I can't get away from the guilt that if I would have realized how bad she was, because I didn't know. And when I say bad, I mean not for him. And I get upset with myself because I wasn't saying, well, maybe it's a blessing. Maybe this is God's way of, you know, now I think it was God's way of clearing her out of his life so he could move on and do other things he was going to do, right? Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was just these things. So you sit there and you go through these guilt processes and these other things. And if we could just teach people that there's so much out there, you know, I'm only bringing that up just because, you know, we do what we do for a living and we help so many other people. And then sometimes when the people are the closest to us, we think we're helping by just loving them and being there, you know, and not knowing the way to say, wait a minute, look at this. Maybe it is a blessing. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. You know, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's just one of those things that's part of life, right? But if we all knew that we can do and be anybody and anything we want to do, and God has a plan, and we're all unique, we're all special, and we just listen to that, it's really amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, people, I really believe God has a purpose for all of us. We're here on purpose and for a purpose. And our purpose is tied up in figuring that out, figuring out the ways that we're supposed to use our unique gifts and abilities to serve others and to serve God. And it's such a devastating thought to me that somebody's dreams get killed. And it's not even intentional. It's not even on purpose.
Yeah.
It just a lot of times happens by accident, and yet that's exactly what the result is. And you think about the net result worldwide of all of the people that could have, should have been X, Y, or Z, and don't because they didn't take that next step for whatever reason.
And it's the attitude, right? Just like you said, they can mention it to one person, and one person kills it, and they don't even think about it again, right?
Yes.
And it's the attitude to know, no, there's a reason I feel this way. I want to do it. I'm not going to let the naysayers bother me because the naysayers' dream would be different than mine, you know?
Yes.
So,
I would say, you know, to counteract that, almost the best thing that you can do is just start getting around people that think like you think and want to encourage that. And that may not be the people that you initially think are going to be encouraging, but I found that one of the best things I did was I stopped getting around people that I had to be less in order to fit in and get around people that I had to be more in order to fit in.
That's a good point.
And so I got around the right people. I started using my pockets of time. So I really focused on, you know, my 5 minutes here, my 10 minutes there, putting the right stuff in my mind, being intentional about the little bits of time when I'm waiting at the doctor's office or picking up the kids or waiting at soccer practice, that I use that time to pour knowledge and wisdom in myself in the area that I believed God was calling me to go, in the direction that I'm calling, and just to start intentionally doing that and taking those steps. And God will start speaking if we start listening. I really believe that.
He does. Oh, God's amazing. Perfect. God takes care of us through all of it.
Perfect way to end. We have 30 seconds.
We've got it. We're just getting. Oh, thank you so much for coming on. We didn't hear your contact information, though. We need
Audrey
to be able to know.
AudreyMorales@att.net. AudreyMorales@att.net. Email
with
her.
AudreyMorales with a Z.
Take advantage of that offer for our audience. And
fantastic. Audrey, thank you so much for coming on. We're closing off. It was a pleasure having you on. We'd like to stay in touch. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Aloha.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.